Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The federal trial, the second and presumably last one we're going to have. And they played a video today of Christian Dawkins, who is the wannabe agent who was out hustling, trying to do deals here and there and there, and he ended up getting sucked into wiretaps and having conversations on video with undercover FBI agents. That's why he's now a convicted felon and going to do real time in federal prison. But they played videos today of him talking to various people. And one such video is he's on a yacht talking to two people he believes to be businessmen who are going to invest money to help him start buying players so that he can represent them someday.
You're right.
In violation of NCAA rules and, obviously at this point, in violation of federal law.
Right.
But they're not businessmen. They are undercover FBI agents. And he's talking pretty freely with them, and the whole thing's on video. And one of the things he says is, well, he says a lot of stuff that's interesting. First, he says, Rick Pitino really doesn't know anything about what's going on within his program. He said most head coaches do know, but Rick is really like the one guy who has no idea what's happening in his program, which is interesting because Rick has always insisted that.
Right.
He's like, you can say I should have known, but I'm telling you I didn't know. And at least according to Christian Dawkins, that was the
That was
truth.
On the wiretap.
Now, that's not enough because I've had some people say, well, it's his job to know. No, yes, I understand. Like, I hate it when people tell me things. Like, you think I don't do this for a living? Like, I know it was his job to know. That's why he's fired.
Right.
I'm not saying Rick Pitino should have never been fired. I'm just saying his defense, to the extent it was a defense, perhaps let's just call it an explanation, I did not know. Many people found that not believable.
Right.
Well, at least Christian Dawkins, a guy who's out here dealing with all these coaches and doing all these deals, he's like, listen, most
That's
coaches
true.
Know, including Sean Miller.
Right.
But Rick Pitino really does not know what we're doing connected to his program. So whatever that's worth, I think it's a good day for Rick Pitino. It doesn't mean that he shouldn't have known or that it wasn't his responsibility to know. But if his defense has always been, I just did not know, then it appears that that was not a lie. Either way, the big headline was about Sean Miller because what Christian Dawkins is telling these other men is that I talk to Sean Miller all the time.
Right.
And Sean Miller knows everything that's going on in his program. And Sean Miller actually talks to me pretty openly about stuff he shouldn't be talking to anybody about on the phone. And he then tells these men on video that Sean Miller has said things to him that indicate to him that he bought and paid for DeAndre Ayton. That he'd been taking care of the Ayton family. But again, according to Christian Dawkins, Sean Miller told him, I'm going to hand that over to you at some point, and you can just handle it the rest of the way. Now, Sean Miller, Christian Dawkins never says on the video that Sean Miller said, I gave $45,000 to DeAndre Ayton's family. But what he does say on the video is, Sean Miller told me he'd been taking care of everything with the Ayton family as it relates to the recruitment, but he would eventually hand it over to me. And so what Arizona fans, some of them, are hanging on to is that, well, all Christian Dawkins said is that Sean Miller was handling everything with the recruitment, so all that means is that he was the lead recruiter on DeAndre Ayton, and that's all it means. And I would just say this. I understand how you can love a basketball program or a football program, maybe even fall in love with a coach or a coaching staff, and be irrational when the truth is right in front of you. It happened to Memphis basketball fans in certain eras. It happened to Ole Miss football fans during the Hugh Freeze era. And now it's happening to Arizona fans during the Sean Miller era. Because there is no way to interpret the words, I've been handling everything with the family as it relates to the recruitment, but I'm going to turn that over to you at some point. There's no way to interpret that as anything other than NCAA violations. Because if it's really like, I've just been handling the recruitment, well, then why would you turn it over to a wannabe agent? Well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to allow you to start recruiting him? What? No, the only thing that that could possibly mean is I've been coming out of my own pocket, dealing with this however I have to deal with it. But, like, if you can start handling that, I'll turn it over to you happily. There's no way to interpret it any other way. Evidence being that that is the way Christian Dawkins interpreted, and that's the way another man who is a government witness testified today under oath that he interpreted as well. And so I guess I would just say this. If you're an Arizona fan, and I know that in this market I'm not really talking to Arizona fans, but I think it applies to all fan bases.
Sure.
If you want to rationalize your reality by saying, well, every other schools cheat too, so who cares? It's fine with me. If you want to just simply not care because you don't care about the NCAA rules, also fine with me. If you want to even be happy that you might not get caught, because at this point, really all you have in terms of evidence that Sean Miller was cheating is the word of a convicted felon. And that doesn't mean that the convicted felon's lying. I don't think he is. But it might be hard to fire Sean Miller for cause with little more than the word of a convicted felon. And if you want to be excited about that because you just want your basketball team to be good no matter what, I get that too. But, like, be one of those things. Don't be somebody who tries to pretend that you weren't running a filthy basketball program year after year after year. And it's almost certainly not isolated to DeAndre Ayton. But if you want to simply focus on DeAndre Ayton, don't try to pretend that you didn't cheat to get DeAndre Ayton. There's too much circumstantial evidence at this point that flies in the face of that. A, Christian Dawkins telling two men that he believes, because he believes Sean Miller told him, that Sean Miller has been paying DeAndre Ayton's family. There's that. But then there's also this, just common sense. We know, because he testified to it in federal court, that TJ Gasnola was trying to buy DeAndre Ayton for the University of Kansas. We know that. He testified to it under oath. He even gave $15,000 to one of DeAndre Ayton's friends just to, like, try to get a foot in the door. TJ Gasnola, because text messages show it, apologized to Bill Self because he couldn't get a DeAndre Ayton deal done. So we know that Kansas, via Adidas, was willing to buy DeAndre Ayton. In fact, they threw $15,000 at it at a minimum to try to get in the door with DeAndre Ayton. And he went to Arizona for free? Get out of my face. That's stupid. Like, you can't possibly believe that. And I'll say the same thing about Sean that I said about Will Wade. Doesn't mean he's the worst guy in the world. Doesn't mean he's a bad husband or a bad father. Just means he's somebody who violated NCAA rules. I don't think any differently of Sean Miller today than I thought 3 years ago. But, like, let's just not pretend that he didn't violate NCAA rules, that he wasn't buying players. Whether it was coming straight from him or somebody else, who could say? But, like, don't be in my mentions talking about, well, what you don't understand is, listen, if you are the writer for Arizona Authority or whatever it's called, this is what you always get. It happened with the Ole Miss Hugh Freeze stuff, too. It's like the fan websites who think that they know so much more about it than everybody else, and they've come up with some cockamamie story that suggests that this really isn't as it appears. It's always the same people to do this. It's the diehards. But you always seem silly to the outside world. Nobody thinks that you've got it right and everybody else has got it wrong. This is very simple. This is exactly as it appears to be. What was happening at Arizona basketball is exactly as Christian Dawkins is describing it, is exactly as wiretaps and text messages have framed it. It is what it is. And that's okay. It doesn't make you the worst basketball program in America, but it does make you that basketball program. And trying to deny it only makes you look silly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.